Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
The police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Chad's giving me ammo. You should know better than to throw little tidbits at me, like right when we're in our intro
music,
man.
Come on, man. That makes things interesting.
It kind of does.
What is this? Or
the style I like. I don't know. What is that? Oh, they're mints.
County supervisor. Yeah. Breath mints.
I don't know who brought those in.
What?
But I don't want to get too close to him. If I find out who it is, I'll let you know. I'm guessing it was, let me see that. It was a county supervisor?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How come the county supervisors get cool stuff like little breath mints?
There's only been three now, but Rich Lettman didn't bring them in yesterday, so I don't know. That was a great visit, by the way. Rich, if you're listening, that was a hoot, and I'm going to work on...
There she is.
I'm going to work on getting him a regular spot, like a regular day where he comes in.
Is he your second biggest fan?
He's a big fan.
See, so you have more than the only fan.
He's the only... as opposed to OnlyFans? He's the only county supervisor for Bullhead City, where we have two that represent parts of Havasu. You have two that represent parts of Kingman. Bullhead only has one. That was Hildy's old seat. Now Rich Lettman takes it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hildy's going for state, isn't she now, or she's in the state?
Hildy's in the state senate.
Yeah.
She is not running. She's not running for re-election for either senate or house.
Was she going for governor?
No, personal reasons. So I don't know. I wanted to talk to her about it, and I talked to her on the phone, and we're going to schedule something here soon, probably when session gets out, because otherwise you get them on Friday, and that's kind of like you, huh, Jennifer?
What?
You're available on Fridays?
I'm available in my business every day.
Yeah,
I kind of like surprised her on that.
Speaking of government people, if Jeannie Kinch is listening, Jeannie, you have my number. I need you to call me. I have a question.
Oh, there you go. So, well, Jeannie was listening yesterday.
Was she?
During Common Ground.
Yeah.
So.
I have a question that I need to ask her.
All right. Anyway, it's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Oh.
Did we surprise you?
That's
all right.
Sorry. I didn't give you that memo.
No, like, yeah.
So many
things
going on. It's tough
to
remember.
Okay.
It kind of occurred to me that when Chad said, is the show at 11? And I went, uh-oh. I wonder if Jennifer knows.
Yeah.
And then I got sidetracked onto my next project. But no, that's Jennifer Luzzi. She is a realtor with the Jennifer Luzzi Group.
Keller
and you can
Williams.
Find her, Keller Williams, sorry. And you can find her at the JenniferLuzziGroup.com. So are you in the Keller Williams
building?
The new building.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah. It's not new anymore. We've been there since 2021.
It's new to me.
Yeah, I know.
Everything, I'm 10-second Tom, you know. Everything's new to me. I'm getting to where I can hide my own Easter eggs even. Anyway, and Chad Hansen is here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
Yeah. You see the orange, the Fanta special today? His bike?
His motorcycle? Yeah. Yes, I did.
I fired up the Mojave Mortgage watering hole hopper.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I haven't ridden the Harley that much.
The Mojave Mortgage Easy Rider Special.
Easy Rider Special.
That's it. It's orange, so I call it the
Fanta.
The Fanta, right. Yeah. Like, my cars all have a name.
Oh, they do?
Yes. Like, my new hatchback is it's Terry Hatch.
What was the one before that? Fawn Leibowitz?
Fawn Leibowitz. You know who Fawn Leibowitz was?
It's
from Animal House.
Animal House. Oh, my God,
when the boys go up to the sorority house to find Fawn,
She
died in a kiln accident.
Yeah, that's right, a kiln accident. That's
but
funny.
My car was Fawn Gray, so I named Fawn Leibowitz. One before that was Esmeralda Villalobos.
Oh, my God.
The cab driver in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God.
You don't name your vehicles?
Sometimes, but this one I haven't found a name I like.
Oh. What is it?
What kind of vehicle?
We'll take a look at it. We'll have a name for you by the end of the day.
I will, for sure.
Me?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to kind of know your, I mean, if movies are your passion or music or, I don't know. I'd have to find that out.
You know?
To name the car.
Probably music.
All right, we'll work on it. Right up our alley.
Right.
There you
go. And you're a country fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Man, I did two concerts in a row the past couple weeks. Right? Yeah. Right. Kane Brown was at Harrah's.
Uh-huh.
And then last week was George Thorogood.
Yeah, I think a lot of people went up to the Kane Brown concert.
Oh, wow. It was phenomenal. And when he brought the little girl up on stage. That was at Harrah's, by the way, folks. It wasn't in Tempe like they said on the news.
Oh, shit.
Did you go?
No, but a bunch of people did go. Some of my friends, yeah.
I hope you just said shh. Yeah. Shine.
Sugar.
Sugar. That's it.
Wow.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Did you see all these numbers that Jennifer brought in? Oh, my Lord.
No.
Well,
did Jennifer make a copy for herself?
Jennifer made a copy for herself. I can share some of my copies.
No, I'm good.
Yes.
Just, what numbers are we? Do you want to hear about
all
first,
of them.
Chad?
I want to hear about
all
of
them. Don't say all of them. Then we don't have anything for the second half.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out. I know this well-scripted and well-put-together show may suffer from that, but we'll figure it out as we go.
So
these are February's numbers, remember?
Correct.
And according to the MLS, we had 677 active listings February.
677?
For February, which actually doesn't so when I run my numbers, which I run all of my numbers on my team, on our boards, we use only the single family number. So I broke that down Monday just so that you would have a clue. Like, there's 36 model homes that are also included in your active listings. There's 51 manufactured homes, 10 townhomes, 102 condos. So that's 199, which as of the 16th, we had, if I take my 474 single family without those numbers, then we've had 673, so we're right pretty damn close.
So 490 on single SFRs on the market.
474 single family.
74.
Yeah.
Close, yeah.
Single family. So we're down.
How many did we go over? How many sold?
I can tell you.
Not
on single. Did I? Oh, I did break it down too. But hold on a split second. The MLS sales recorded for February is 156, which is up 17. Well, supposedly it's up almost 17% over last year. We sold last 2025 February 120 single family or. As far as MLS goes, residential listings in the month of February.
February 25, sold 120.
Mm-hmm.
This year was 156.
156. And so when I break it down, how I look at it, we sold 127 single family homes, 15 condos and townhomes, and 14 manufactured homes.
But 156 total.
Mm-hmm. 156 total.
That explains a lot.
It explains a lot.
What does that explain?
Well, you know, one of the great things about this show is that when I come in and I get the numbers from the real estate counterpart, it kind of really gives me an idea of why our pipeline may be so stacked. 156 sold is, I mean, it doesn't seem as though it's a lot, but we only had, over the last several months, we had just over 100 100 sales, and I think in one month we were even below that. So
yeah, February was a real jump for us. Actually, it started about the last week of January. We had a real pop in pendings because we were really slow through January. But February got really busy. And, you know, December and January had some canceled listings, in part holidays, right? Folks don't want to have their properties on the market, or maybe they were coming in for the season, you know, the winter season, and heading out. So our inventory is down a little bit. And one of the more interesting things, people always want to know how things sold. Last month, finance contracts, which when I say finance, I'm looking at conventional, FHA, and VA. And that was 85 contracts, with cash being 64 of those. Now that, mind you, that's also based upon people who are supposed to input that information into the MLS, and not everybody does. But some people don't. Wow. But we had, you know, for cash contracts, that includes your 1031 exchanges. So there were five of those last month, which...
86 were cash, you said?
64. 64 were cash, 85 were finance.
So you got...
So that's 55% of our transactions were finance contracts.
So 45% cash. Mm-hmm. That number's been pretty consistent mm-hmm. over the
Has
last
been.
Couple of years.
Yes.
46 to 50, 40, 44 to 60.
Just under 50% of our business has been cash, and over is finance.
And, you know, I'm always interested in the cash number, of course, and that really gives me that's been pretty consistent over the last couple of years. We've seen cash contracts just shy of 50%. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't like it, but that's just the way it is.
Right.
I mean, we didn't see that when we had interest rates at 3%.
But that 156 number is such a large increase over what we talked about last month. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute that to?
Well, February we had the little pop down, I don't know how you say it, the skip down in interest rates, which creates more buyer, those who are on the fence, just maybe half a point will get them to move because they're really wanting to either get out of their area, or they have a real reason to move. Maybe it's a job, or it's just flat out retirement.
Did I hear today where the Fed says they're not going to do anything?
That's a consensus, that they're not going to lower the federal funds rate, or the prime rate, the federal funds rate mm-hmm. come the next meeting.
After two straight decreases, they said, no, we're just going to leave.
Well,
it.
We've had three straight decreases.
Yeah. Okay.
Unfortunately,
the Fed rate,
the long-term interest rates for mortgages went up.
Right. It doesn't change our world.
Yeah. And I've said this so many times on this show. I know, Jennifer, you're just, you know, kind of new to joining us, is that I've never seen the wild swings in interest rates. Over the 26 years I've been doing mortgages, that ages me a little bit. I started when I was 5.5. So,
wow.
Right?
You're worse than me in politics.
Yeah. So I've never seen interest rates... The pendulum swings so rapidly. In the very beginning of March, we saw the bond yields get right down below 4%. Interest rates were good. We had about a week.
A week, right.
And our pipeline got absolutely stacked. It was crazy what's happened, you know, because we do a lot of refinance transactions mm-hmm. as well. We don't do just the purchase stuff.
Correct.
So,
and there's a lot of people waiting to refi until that number gets down just enough.
Yep. Interest rates, if we can get interest rates on mortgages in the 5.5% range, there's about $7 trillion in the United States that is in the money to be able to really benefit from a refinance. So when we see interest rates dip right down below that 6%, we get really busy because people are very interested. And we saw that in the very beginning of March. But March, we said, we survived the refinance boom of March, you know, 4th to March 8th, or whatever the date was, because it did. It got really busy. But... now interest rates again, and not to be political, because you know I don't do politics all that much. The, you know, what's going on overseas with the invasion of Iran, mm-hmm. prices of oil, bond yields responded, knee-jerk reaction, things got crazy, and now we're back in the 6 3/8 range, give or take, just
right.
depending upon the structure of the loan. Government loans, we're still seeing them in the high fives, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw a VA looked pretty darn good.
VA's great,
yeah,
but
really good.
We're still, if we could get interest rates stabilized and stay at the 5.5% mark, we're going to be busy.
All right. It's a little early, but we can still take a break, so I think that's what we'll do. Play a little Luke Combs, Going, Going, Gone.
Perfect.
Right? Wait, you trying to break a pencil over there?
No. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a universal
that's
sign for...
Yeah, that's all you radio like producers break. Do. You uh-huh. do this. You cut us off. You cut the talent off like this.
That you break a pencil right yeah. next to the teleprompter.
Yeah.
That's the floor director.
And what, water skiing, you tap your head?
I didn't know that.
That means there's a police then. Officer around the corner.
Oh, I don't know
it
about
does?
That part on
yeah.
water skiing.
If you're riding Harleys and someone
oh, Harley,
goes by you
yeah.
with, and they're tapping the top of their head, that means there's a police officer
huh.
up ahead.
You would think
if
it
they're coming, if they're coming, coming the opposite way.
You would think it'd be like plugging your nose,
no.
right? Like I smell bacon.
No. if you're passing a motorcycle and they're going the opposite way and they're tapping their head, they're telling
gotcha.
You there's a police officer. All the police officers that listen are listening. I don't know that.
And don't ever say ossifer.
Ossifer.
All the little secrets Paul will yeah. teach you, right?
I think Ed Trafficante listens to the show.
Oh, I know he does.
He may be listening.
He's
right
got
now.
His cups right now and standing right outside the door. He's got, got my eyes on LaVoy. Sheriff Sheehan, yeah. Tom Sheehan used to come in here, and he'd break the cups out right away when he saw me.
Yeah,
right? Okay, LaVoy, hands on the table.
Yeah.
It was funny. All right, back with more in a moment. And you're listening to Speak Out. Again, it's the Real Estate Power Hour. I wasn't done saying
how was,
hour.
How was 20 minutes go by this fast?
I thought it was a little slow myself. Whoa.
Oh.
You all right? Uh-oh. I
oh,
know what
yeah.
you did to me.
We got a headset down.
Piper down.
We got a Piper
you
down.
Yeah.
From Head Like Sputnik.
That's from Axe Murder. Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. Boy.
Yeah.
See, that's why she's the best assistant in the business right there, right? We have rodeo tickets, and Marissa just reminded me.
Oh, yeah. Rodeo.
We're giving away tickets to Friday night's, what is it called? The
it is the Lake Havasu Stampede.
Yes, I don't have the
oh,
tickets
Oh, that's
in
the
front
one
of me.
Here. This isn't the Laughlin one.
No.
Oh, okay, got it.
The Lake Havasu Stampede, and we'll have Bob Edmonds and Jerry Honeycutt on the show tomorrow. If you haven't heard us together, it's a hoot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Jerry and I have known each other quite a while, so... All right, so two, you know, I'm in a generous mood. If you want four, call for four. But don't call here. Call the office, 928-855-9336. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us, and we'll have some Luke Combs going out.
Going, going on.
I love that song. You know that, Chad? When I was playing live music, I tried to get the band to do that song, but it's a new adventure for me now. So there you go.
Are you not playing anymore?
Not currently.
Oh
no, not currently.
We need to start a band.
I'm hosting.
Oh.
Right. Oh, Chaka Fudge back on stage?
Dude, I haven't been on stage.
That's
in a long
his stage time. Name, Chaka Fudge.
Well,
he's a punk rocker though.
I was in a punk rock band for many, many years.
Yeah.
Almost,
oh,
your mic's not working.
I got it.
That's
I got
okay.
it. You're good.
Yeah, that was when I was in college, punk rock.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, my roommate, oh my God, she had like the black cat eyes, pancake.
Oh, she was goth.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sterling
yeah.
hair.
Oh, wow.
I didn't go
yeah.
that far.
Yeah,
the Ramones were actually UNLV yeah. when I went to UNLV.
We didn't have goth. Back in the 80s.
We just called it punk.
Punk,
yeah. I remember.
No goth.
But I saw the Ramones at UNLV in 80, I don't know, I was a sophomore, I think.
Wow.
It was 83.
Never got to see them.
It was fun. It was so loud, I couldn't tell you what they were playing.
I think they're all dead now.
I think they are, too.
I think Tommy just passed.
Speak Out brought to you in part by... Of course, Mojave Morgan.
Oh, I love those guys.
Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning, Ronzi's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. It's abpropaneaz.com. Don't forget, we're broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
No, there's a sink.
That's a toy sink.
Whatever.
So, you know, once Wayne plumbs that, I will I'll figure it out. I'll find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And, man, I hate to break away from the Eric Church, but it's one of my favorites, actually. You don't hear... I haven't heard any new stuff from Eric Church, so you have to keep track of that for me.
I will work on that.
All right. Million Sellers.
Did we I do? Wish. No.
That's a great answer. That's awesome.
I did want to let you know, though, this is kind of interesting. We did have a pending. This is like the first one. It pended. So when you look at the stats, they break it down between 4,750,000 to 499,000, which is like just under the 5 million, because we now have listings that are 5 million and up.
Whoa.
And we had our first pending. So that's kind of exciting.
So there was 19 above a million?
Oh, I didn't say that. No.
That's what I just counted.
Oh, you did count that. That's
one?
Very possible. Yeah. Well, yeah, our price point has gone up so much. Yeah. 19 above a million doesn't surprise me in pendings. But still, the majority of your market in pendings are under 6.
Where do the highest prices come from? Is it the Riviera? Is there a competition between the Riviera and the Foothills?
I wouldn't say there's a competition, because they're two very different products.
Absolutely.
So I don't call that a competition. They're both beautiful. They just have different, more unique features.
I love her marketing mind, you know?
They're both great areas, and the Riviera is really kicking up in production out there. They have a lot of homes under construction, a lot. It's really starting to look really good.
All I know is I parked the buddy's truck after we launched the boat, and I was looking back, and there was a roof that was so long without any support under it, a cantilever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, holy cow, how's that thing holding up? Must be a special material, or I don't know. I don't know how they did it, but there was some very interesting architecture. That was my major.
Yeah.
Magic. Oh, architecture.
Yeah.
I love architecture.
This is my first love, but that was my major. So,
wow, very cool.
Yeah. Kind of.
I don't know
what that gets you. Anyway.
Gets you a radio show on
KNTR. That's right.
Yeah, right. What are you looking at, Chad?
I'm looking at you, man.
Oh.
So we're still holding pretty consistent 70 days for our median days on market.
How many days?
71. Which last year, this time, it was 80.
Oh.
So we're year-to-date 79. So we're staying consistent on our average days on market. We do not have a balanced inventory yet, because we're still running about 5 1/3 a turn, 5.39 in our turn per month. So we have really only a 5-month supply of inventory.
Whoa, what was that?
She talks with her hands.
Oh.
I talk with my hands. Sorry.
We won't say what that was.
Yep, I talk with my hands. Sales prices are down a little bit, which is kind of interesting. The median sales price is... So median and average are very difficult, but your average list price is $739, but your average sales price is $567. So you can see we are still down in our sales price.
What's the median?
Median on... list price is $549, and your median sales price is $477.5, which is 8% down over last year.
So we're down another 8%. That's
this month.
It's
overall, it's
only
4%.
That's good.
Right.
That's not terrible. If you were, 18 to 27%, 30%, then we
we're in a real problem.
We got real problems.
Yeah.
8% is not, life changing. That's good.
That is good.
I like that.
What's happening in your world? New products or anything?
No.
You guys always have something new going on.
I've had to kind of step back from launching new products lately, because we've been so busy with the products that we have, and the pipeline is so busy that if I continue to launch new products and come up with a new idea and say, hey, actually, that's not true. I take that back.
Does the staff get weary of new products?
No. They actually are always on me. Hey, what do we got that's new? What do we got that's new? I actually... in between the last show and this show, and Jennifer, this is, you may want to sit down for this.
Oh, okay, I'm sitting down. I'm ready.
Okay.
I have my pen in hand.
Not that tall.
We actually have the ability to finance chattel now.
Oh.
So we can, and Paul's like, what the heck is that? That's personal property. What that means is that, say, all of the homes in the Islander, Crazy Horse, Havasu Springs, they're not real property. You don't own the property. You actually just own the structure.
Gotcha.
So they're on leased land. We can finance those now.
You said chattel. I was thinking
chattel is a fancy way to say personal property.
I was thinking of twinkles. Hillary Clinton.
No. How about storage units?
Cannot do storage units. Yeah.
No?
The only way that we can do storage.
Because that could be a personal loan.
Yeah.
Through some
We are trying to look at the what is the Victoria Garden or Victoria?
Oh, right. That's a PUD, right? Planned Urban
Development.
We think
we are able to do financing in that with this new product, but we have not finalized that. But anything on the island, as far as the Islander, Crazy Horse, the big one, Havasu Springs, because you know some of the properties there.
Indian.
I mean, you get up into the 700s or the 600s, if you know Havasu Springs, those homes can be pricey.
Correct.
So we have the ability to finance those now. We just got the product. We're figuring out the nuances of it. And Kay, who you know, I don't think you've met Kay.
Yes, I have. She's come and spoke to us.
She's in the girl power.
Kay actually is the one that kind of spearheaded this whole thing. She was the catalyst and said, hey, I know a company that will do these sort of things. We literally, once I figured out, hey, I want this, we went to the company and said, it's a credit union called Credit Human that they do third-party originations. And I said, I want in. They said, we've put a moratorium on new brokers. Took me 2 years to get my foot in the door. 2 years. I sat and waited, and finally they said, okay, we'll let you in now. It's like a club.
Exciting.
So I finally got admitted into the exclusive club of being able to do that. There's only one other person in town, and he's not actually from town. He's from Parker, that has been able to do these. And over the last couple of years, I've referred a lot of people to him.
So do you know what the interest rates are on those?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I should have. I didn't think I was going to be making this announcement, but it's very difficult to render me speechless, Jennifer.
Tell me about it.
I think the last I looked, they were probably in the high sevens, but that's going to depend upon, of course, creditworthiness, the amount of down payment, et cetera, et cetera. I'd be more than happy to get you kind of a rate stack.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
We have it. We have all the literature. We've put the program together. You know, you may think that, hey, we got a new product. We're just going to launch it. Oh, that's not true. We have another new product.
Oh, look at you go.
Now my juice is flowing,
man.
Yeah,
you're flying.
I just witnessed it. It was like you breaking the sound barrier. It was weird, man. That's you were Chuck Yeager for a second.
That's not my thought process. I'm Chuck Yeager of mortgage interest rates.
Uh-oh.
We actually do have another product. We can now do, you know, are you familiar with DSCR loans, right? Okay, so DSCR loans are for investors. We can now do them on manufactured homes.
Oh.
Nobody can do that in town, that I know of. So we've been getting a lot of interest in that. So DSCR is for the true investor that doesn't want to provide proof of any income. Not want to, but, you know, a lot of guys and gals, people, folks, whatever, trying to be PC, that own large portfolios of rental properties, you know, to provide proof of income for them is very difficult. And not that it's... not that it's impossible, but it's just
cumbersome.
That's the word I was looking for. Cumbersome. See?
That's my brain.
Yeah. So we can now do investment on manufactured homes. So
very
that's
cool.
Pretty exciting.
That is. That's
yeah. I know
good.
You can't see it, but Jennifer's doing cartwheels right now, and
yeah,
she's gonna go.
And you can't see this either. I'm on Facebook, and there I drove by this development right outside of Topak. As I came up, you know.
Oh yeah, the new. It's like
it's
an RV park.
It's called Dwell Lake Havasu, Arizona's newest RV resort and casita cabins. They look like little park models.
And that's in Topak?
No, you drive up. You take the exit one, right where the tracks are.
On your way to Golden Shores.
Yeah, right. And as you come out of that and go up the hill, you'll see a long block wall and some park models right next to it.
Wow.
It looks like they have some sort of view of water. And, according to this picture, they do.
It's like Catfish Cove or whatever it's called.
Catfish Paradise?
Yeah, Catfish Paradise. It's right by that area, isn't it?
It's
It's kind of short of that. It's kind of by the VOR, before the VOR.
You know what would not to scare anybody away or anything, but there used to be a javelina population there.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Quite a large one.
We had a javelina population.
Quite a large one, though. No, I mean, but it's just developed now.
Nick from Nico's just walked in.
That's not Nick.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. That's Mark from Just for Fun.
Oh, gosh. I thought that was Nick. Wow. I was looking at the profile. Sorry.
That's funny though.
He's not a good looking.
He does kind of
look
like Nick.
Yeah, he's not as good looking as
and
Nick.
And I think
though,
he's taller.
Listening.
He's definitely a better fisherman. So, and yeah, that's Mark just for fun.
Yeah.
He thought you were Nick from Nika.
I did. I'm sorry. I saw your profile. I was like, oh yeah. Oh man, he's
is he your doppelganger, Mark?
Thank me for their great dinner experience.
Wow, that's funny.
Ah, that's funny.
That is funny. All right, you a funny guy. I'm trying to go to music here again. I thought we were past all this with my new stand and all that. Here we go.
This is riveting radio.
It is. It actually is. You know, I have an ex, but she doesn't live in Texas, and I was going to go to some George Strait.
Oh,
so,
I love George Strait. Right?
Did you find him?
It's right here. Well, oh. George Strait?
Yeah.
I want to be George Strait when I grow up.
If you don't like George Strait, you're the problem.
Is that it?
Yeah,
really?
I'm telling you.
All right. We'll come back with more in a moment. Marissa's not manning the phone because she's in production right now with a very important client, right, who was just in here.
It's not Nico.
It's not Nico, but apparently Nico has a doppelganger, and so does Mark.
No kidding.
So perfect. All right, back with more in a moment, and I'm trying to stall while George Strait kind of cues up here, but
riveting.
Yeah.
This whole thing just kind of fascinates me.
Yeah,
this,
no, it's super
park?
Cool.
Yes.
Is it RV or is it like a mobile home?
No,
park models.
Park models.
Which
park models.
We can finance
sure.
Park models too.
Look. Because they're usually on leased land,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Ah, like at Fox's, for example.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Well, Fox's is a little bit different.
It's not leased anymore.
Or Roadrunner.
Yeah.
You mean Roadrunner?
Roadrunner
you know,
got leased.
You know all those sold, right?
Well,
at auction.
Fox's, I thought they got to retain that, but maybe not.
They did.
Know.
They
yeah.
did. I don't know if it. Oh.
I thought they retained it from the state, but I don't know or from Dan or wherever they
I thought it was. I thought they were all purchased.
I don't know.
But at auction or whatever. I don't know. That'd be an interesting conversation, though.
In Parker?
Yeah, some of that. Because the state lands are just, you know, they're. It's like a liquidation lately. But that's what Leo Biasucci has been talking about lately. All right.
Good old
Give us
Leo.
A call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. I got to remember to be on the switch there. There's somebody else that does that. I think it's Brian.
Springer?
Somebody goes, yeah.
I golfed with him.
They're quick with it. You said that.
He's a good dude.
Is that a memorable event for you or
it
something?
It was, actually. I caught along with him really
you
well.
You said that like two or three
I'm
months
sorry.
In a row.
I know. I
That's all right.
Though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
When's your next race?
I'm like, what's the dude?
10 seconds Tom.
Yeah,
that's me.
No. Yeah, 10.
She's Dory and
I'm
Tom.
Tom.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom.
Exactly. Hi, I'm Tom.
That's me lately. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out or shoot us a text. 928-727-5566. We're not saying shout out anymore on the show either.
Why?
We salute people. We don't shout out.
Oh.
We don't do shout out. Do you like that?
I love it.
I do too. All right.
Why
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here.
It is hot. It's always hot in here.
I didn't love to be, but all my exes live in Texas. Therefore, I reside in Tennessee.
Freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. And no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore.
Well, I'm not really playing it because it's a great song. I'm playing it because it reminds me of you, Chad.
I've never been to prison. So
no.
Don't kid you.
I know your mama, and mama tried.
Yeah. I did turn 21, but I've never been to prison.
No, me neither. Me neither. Praise
not,
Jesus, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Wood.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, also Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritas Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. Don't forget to buy local, or it's buy local. Chad could tell you, because he said it till he's blue in the face, find a local mortgage broker, right? I mean, why would you go to Sprocket or Crepo?
We all say find a local mortgage broker.
Well, why go to Sprocket or Crepo when you can go to Chad? That's what we call it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we had to run that by the legal team. Hey, I have a question.
Is it legal?
How could they come after
What legal team?
Yeah, what legal team, right? Hey, I have a question, Jennifer. I'm looking at the stats, sold listings this month that said there were three that were under
100,000.
What? Do you know anything about those?
I don't, and I didn't even look. I skipped over to pendings because I see a number in the pendings that has me a little frustrated.
I'll go back to your other question. Was that a shed?
A shed? Oh, did I say it again?
No,
a shed. No,
under
it's 100,000. Not a shed. But my guess is probably in the mobile homes, but I'll have to double check.
Oh.
And then, but I'm also looking at the stats. So 250 to 299, we know that that's probably more than likely going to be either a condo or manufactured. But
right.
Then it also has 100 to 149. I'm very interested in that.
So, and it's kind of interesting too because I didn't see any yet. I do know that there are some of the timeshares out at the Nautical that have sold.
Are they coming up in the MLS?
But they're not. I don't have any inventory in the timeshares market under timeshares yet. I have seen some penned, so I am challenged with that.
Oh.
So I don't know where the agents are putting them under in the
So do you think that there's a possibility that the timeshares are ending up in the statistics on the MLS where they're 100 to 149? Is there a possibility of
I believe they're going in as condos and they're showing up in that market. But I'll double check that and I'll have that answer for you next month.
Ooh, she's coming back.
I heard it. That's good.
I heard it. She's inked.
She's just having too much fun. Have you had any feedback from folks that said, I heard you on the radio?
My team listened.
Yeah.
Give it
my
time.
My team did it.
The best part about this is we're also on the website. So then that stays there forever. And Chad can hand you one of my cards there and it has the
I think I have all that.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can listen to the
I have
was
all
that part of our sales pitch?
Yeah.
We hammered her.
Listen. No.
So who gave Chad figures anyway. That's like handing.
I did.
That's like
I'm nice.
Like handing our president a microphone.
It's like handing a monkey a hammer.
Exactly.
No, but I mean
I'm nice, and it's easier for him to be able to see what I'm seeing.
Oh, I agree.
I don't get the opportunity to look at the MLS data because I have other things that require my attention. So when I come into this radio show, believe it or not, this is one of the best parts of my month because I have the ability to get the actual numbers on what's going on. And then I can take those numbers and correlate them to what's happening at Mojave Mortgage.
Right.
As I said earlier in the show, 156 sold. That gives me a really good indication as to why our pipeline has exploded in what we've done. So, you know, believe it or not, we're probably, as far as a mortgage company that's owned by a person that lives in Havasu, there are only two.
I thought the best part of the month was because you got to see Tracy.
Well, that's true, too. But or you, Paulie. We're going to put you up there.
No, I'm like a, you know, I'm
way
down
there's
here.
There's only two that are owned, locally owned?
Yeah.
Correct. All the others are not locally owned. There are only two of us that live in Havasu that are actual principals of the company. One of them being me. We're very busy. So we are, as far as I know in the statistics, we are the busiest by far by people who live in Havasu.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure right now we're probably the busiest of any that don't live in Havasu either.
You know, I used to be able to when we had the different MLS, I would be able to pull like who was the finance company in our stats, but I don't get to pull that anymore.
Well, and on the LHAR sheet
website.
It goes out once a month. We get the stats from them. There's probably a dozen that I go, well, we did that one. We did that one. Oh, wait a minute, we did that one. Mm-hmm. And I can only tell by the agents. I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was ours. So I look at that, but they don't a lot of times.
In the old
days,
you used
there.
To be able to put who the lender was, and then you could also pull that report. I'll check with Monica and see if that can still happen.
Yeah. Chad, you're financing Bullhead Properties also?
All we state
do,
of Arizona.
Right?
We do Arizona, California, Colorado, and Texas.
Right. Well, no, we have Sarah that comes in, of course, with Kay, to do the Girl Power Hour.
Yeah.
And the difference between the prices between Bullhead and Havasu I thought they were almost the same.
No.
They're not even close now?
No.
No, they're still not close. Yeah, no. You can get an RV garage home up there for like $550,000.
Which here would
and
be?
And that's high price.
And
that's top
high,
of the line.
Up here, you're probably a good RV garage. You're at like seven to, depending upon no pool.
Yeah.
But yeah, high sevens, low, mid eights, depending upon location, pool, size of garage. There's so many variables.
What, I mean, I know this is a personal preference question, but there's always the question of north side or south side.
You know, every buyer is different. It's really interesting to me.
That was a good question.
It is a good question. And we have a lot of buyers that say, I only want to be on the south side, or I only want to be on the north side. And it just absolutely fascinates me. It gives me a giggle. When I sold my brother his house, he was like, I only want to be on the north side. And I'm like, really? And he was on the north side. And he's like, I just want to be on the north side. I'm
closer
like,
to the bunker bar?
And he didn't get there. We put him in the middle.
Oh, well, Midtown's not bad.
I like Mid. That's where I live. It's central, you know, close to Rotary. Right. Everything's easy to get to. And if my brand new car breaks down, then I can walk, right?
Just not in the month of September or October, August.
Anything with an R in it? No. Anything without an R?
There you go.
Anything without an R.
June, July, August. Oh, boy. Or May. May gets pretty warm.
Yeah, but I can't believe how unseasonably warm it is.
Oh, yeah, like we were talking. My girlfriend looked it up. It's been 19 years since we've had this temperature in March. Isn't that crazy?
So speaking of which, we're going to be at Shooter's Outpost on Saturday. I'm going to be there. I told you about this. We're doing a remote. They're doing a grand opening for Shooter's Outpost. It's a brand new name for Sam's, the old Shooter's Emporium.
Yeah.
And I'll be there doing live remote. And it's
going to
be warm.
I might actually, and I haven't done this in a while, I might actually put the Mojave Mortgage escape pod on the water.
Oh.
Escape pod.
Yeah, because that's where I can escape from everything.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I might actually go boating. And I haven't boated since October.
It was very windy last weekend.
I'm hoping this weekend. My sister had asked me, hey, will you take us boating on Saturday? And I said,
perfect.
I said, you know, I don't really have anything going on.
Saturday's kind of, Friday's the peak. Saturday, Sunday's mostly the cool down. And usually the cool down is when you get the wind.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah, because the wind will blow in the cooler front or whatever. But
so we're going to be cold, windy again on Sunday,
I
don't think?
I wouldn't say cold, but yeah, it might be a little breezy on Sunday.
I hope that it cools down because I didn't get an opportunity to drain my pool, and I need colder weather.
This is fascinating, by the way.
I know. You're welcome.
Well, for those folks, this stuff stresses us out.
But he brings up a good point with the pool.
Yeah. You're supposed to drain your pool at night.
Oh, is that right?
But you're supposed to do it like...
That's an ordinance, isn't it?
You're supposed to do it in like...
I hate it when they're draining
there's
in the
There's an ordinance for
day.
Everything in this town.
I know.
I remember when they put that one in.
I should have done it in January. But I didn't.
No, people were driving
in March.
People were driving through the puddles, you know, in these wash-like conditions we call streets, and they were getting their cars all dirty. And so this is when I first started doing news here. Let's do an ordinance.
They did.
Really?
So put another ordinance in.
They did.
Yep, there's a draining pool ordinance.
Well, you must have a lot of pumps if you can do it in one night.
I don't know.
I don't know. He does it one night. Piece of cake.
Oh.
Right. How much value does a pool add to a property, generally?
Like, normally, if it's in good condition, at least $100,000, depending upon land thickness and features.
That's a good return on investment, isn't it? How much is a pool to put in?
That's the next question.
That's right.
Yeah.
Depends
it
on
all
how fancy
depends,
you get.
And believe me, I get this question all the time. It just depends on all the amenities, and I'm not a pool contractor, but probably between, depending upon what you want with pumps and features and all that stuff, you can go from 75 to 100 and 200,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's across the board.
Jennifer,
I remember when I moved here, they used to do an ad for pools, like I think it was 21,000 with a 3-foot, decking around the pool.
Right.
Back then, for a gunite pool.
When
I moved here.
You can't even get the gunite for 21,000.
Jennifer Luzzi, where can people find you online?
The Jennifer Luzzi Group at Keller Williams, Arizona Living Realty. So it's the JenniferLuzziGroup.com.
Okay, I was going to say, we don't have to go through the rest of that, right?
No. Whew. That's a lot, I know.
Because after the first time you put it in, it's an autocomplete, but, I mean, I'm just saying. Just the JenniferLuzziGroup.com is a pretty long sell. And Chad's easy. He's plural, by the way.
Yeah.
Mojave Mortgages.
Well, yeah, we like to do more than one.
.com. Right. All right, she's in love with the boy, little Trisha Yearwood. Who doesn't like Trisha Yearwood, right?
Mrs. Brooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly. Back with more in a moment, and good job today. Second voyage. Next week, you won't be a rookie anymore.
This
or
is
next
a rough
week.
One.
Next month. Next
time
month
change, yep.
Right, and it's 11 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Until
I got you.
Until
November.
November. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, back with more in a moment. Chad, good job. You didn't hit the wall.
Yeah, I did. All right.
All right. Another real estate power hour.
Boom!
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I was hoping the music would join me as well. And anyway, I was going to tell you about tomorrow's show. We've got sound advice with Brian Springberg. Do we have sound advice? Yeah, with Brian Springberg. And then we have, of course, the rodeo guys coming in, Bob and Jerry Honeycutt. It's not Bob and Jerry Honeycutt. It's Bob Edmonds and Jerry Honeycutt. Perfect. All right, that was a good show. I enjoyed it. It was a little relaxed for what we usually do, but you know, it's all in transition, right? There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm gonna try to pull up some Billy Ray Cyrus just because I like this song. Watch it. Of course, it's not gonna cooperate with me. But here we go. All right, a little achy breaky heart, and I've just always liked this song. I know I'm weird. What are you gonna do? Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News, of course. That's Karate Man, Sean Hannity, and we'll be back with you tomorrow at 11 o'clock right here on Speak Out. Have a great day, everybody.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free.